Recorded Books and RB Digital present The Overstory by Richard Powers, narrated by Suzanne Torin. A quote from Ralph Waldo Emerson. The greatest delight which the fields and woods minister is the suggestion of an occult relation between man and the vegetable. I am not alone and unacknowledged. They nod to me, and I to them. The waving of the boughs in the storm is new to me and old. It takes me by surprise, and yet is not unknown. Its effect is like that of a higher thought or a better emotion coming over me when I deemed I was thinking justly or doing right. A quote from James Lovelock. Earth may be alive, not as the ancients saw her, a sentient goddess with a purpose and foresight, but alive like a tree that quietly exists, never moving except to sway in the wind, yet endlessly conversing with the sunlight and the soil, using sunlight and water and nutrient minerals to grow and change, but all done so imperceptibly that to me the old oak tree on the green is the same as it was when I was a child. A quote from Bill Nighy. Tree, he watching you. You look at tree, he listen to you. He got no finger, he can't speak. But that leaf, he pumping, growing, growing in the night. While you sleeping, you dream something. Tree and grass, same thing. Roots. First, there was nothing. Then, there was everything. Then, in a park above a western city after dusk, the air is raining messages. A woman sits on the ground, leaning against a pine. Its bark presses hard against her back, as hard as life. Its needles scent the air, and a force hums in the heart of the wood. Her ears tune down to the lowest frequencies. The tree is saying things, in words before words. It says, sun and water are questions endlessly worth answering. It says, a good answer must be reinvented many times from scratch. It says, every piece of earth needs a new way to grip it. There are more ways to branch than any cedar pencil will ever find. A thing can travel everywhere just by holding still. The woman does exactly that. Signals rain down around her like seeds. Talk runs far afield tonight. The bends in the alders speak of long-ago disasters. Spikes of pale chinkapin flowers shake down their pollen. Soon they will turn into spiny fruits. Poplars repeat the wind's gossip. Persimmons and walnuts set out their bribes, and rowans their blood-red clusters. Ancient oaks wave prophecies of future weather. The several hundred kinds of hawthorn laugh at the single name they're forced to share. Laurels insist that even death is nothing to lose sleep over. Something in the air's scent commands the woman. Close your eyes and think of willow. The weeping you see will be wrong. Picture an acacia thorn. Nothing in your thought will be sharp enough. What hovers right above you? What floats over your head right now? Now! Trees even farther away join in. All the ways you imagine us, bewitched mangroves up on stilts, a nutmeg's inverted spade, gnarled Baja elephant trunks, the straight-up missile of a sal, are always amputations. Your kind never sees us whole. You miss the half of it, and